Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And this is Studio Classroom. Friends, in these 2 days, we're asking an important question. Should you always do the right thing? Anne-Marie, this sounds like a pretty simple question.
It does. Yesterday we talked about the idea that while there is right and wrong, we all know that, sometimes things that are the right thing to do are subjective because of our culture or society or our families.
Absolutely. We also talked about how sometimes doing what we think is the right thing does come with risks or sacrifices. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't do that.
We're talking about the idea of, is doing what is right more important than our personal happiness? We're going to look at a conversation today where we explore this idea. So let's get right into our first conversation right now.
Should you always do the right thing?
Can you give me some advice? I'm really on the fence.
I can try. What's going on?
My mom wants me to assist my grandma with cleaning out her house on Saturday. She's lived there for 50 years and it's crammed full of stuff, so it'll be a big job. Problem is, there's a concert on Saturday night that I really want to go to.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 assist 这个动词，意思是协助、帮助。例如 ，The teacher asked 2 students to assist her in handing out the worksheets. 老师请两位学生协助她分发作业单。Assist 字尾加上 ance 就会变成名词 assistance， 意思就是帮助或是援助。来看例句。The community came together to provide assistance to families affected by the storm. 社区的居民齐心协力，援助受到暴风雨影响的家庭。另一个名词是 assistant， 是在 assist 的字尾加上 ant， 是助理或是店员的意思。譬如 ，The shop assistant greeted customers with a warm smile and offered to help them find what they needed.店员用亲切的微笑迎接顾客，并主动帮忙他们寻找需要的商品。
In today's lesson, we look at a conversation between Aiden and Sophia as they talk about what we've been talking about over these 2 days between right and, happiness.
That's right, and we're going to look at a very specific situation in their lives, and we'll see what their opinions are about it. We start off here with what Aiden has to say.
Okay, he starts off with a question. Can you give me some advice? I'm really on the fence.
Now, this is a great thing for you to know, friends, to give someone some advice.This is to tell someone what you think they should do.
Here's an example with that phrase. Can you give me some advice about choosing a university? I don't know which one is the right one for me.
And asking for advice from a friend is a good thing to do if you're not sure what you should do. So Sophia says here, I can try. What's going on?
What's going on? Or what's the situation that Aiden is going through?Well, he says, my mom wants me to assist my grandma with cleaning out her house on Saturday.
All right, friends, you know what cleaning means, but cleaning out has a slightly different meaning. If you clean something out, it means that you're removing unwanted things from a certain space, like a house or a room.
Yeah, for example, Tom spent the weekend cleaning out his closet.This could just mean moving things around. It probably means getting rid of trash or things you don't want. and it might involve some other regular cleaning, using soap or other things.
Exactly. And what needs cleaning out here? Well, it's grandma's house. She's lived in that house for 50 years, and it's crammed full of stuff. Let's stop there for just a moment and talk about a few of these terms, starting with the word crammed.
Okay, if a place is crammed, it's very full of something. Or it could mean a space is crowded with a lot of people.
That's right. For example, you might take a bus to school or work, and that bus is crammed full of people. You can imagine that there's so many people in that bus that you can't really move around.
Yeah, so what is grandma's house crammed full of? Well, it's stuff. The word stuff is just another word for things. We're not being specific about what things.
That's right. This word is especially useful if you don't want to say what those things actually are. Here's an example of how you can use stuff in a sentence. Please move your stuff off the table so we can eat dinner.
Okay, grandma's house is crammed full of stuff, so it'll be a big job, Aiden says. Problem is, there's a concert on Saturday night that I really want to go to.
Okay, Garrett, let's review what this situation is here for a moment. Earlier, we talked about the idea of sometimes the right thing to do is the right thing because society, a parent, or your culture tells you it's right. That's what's going on in this situation. His mom wants him to help his grandma.
Right, and obeying your mom, doing what she asks you to, is a good thing. Sometimes it's even the right thing to do. But Aiden would love to do something a little more fun.
That's right, it's important for his personal happiness. Aiden wants to go to a concert.
The thing I don't understand so far in our conversation is why can't Aiden do both?
Well, yes, especially if the concert and cleaning out the house are on two different days or at two different times.
Sure. Well, I'm sure we'll find out more in just a moment. Friends, let's go on to our next reading.
Should you always do the right thing?
That's tough. Of course you want to help your grandma.
I do. But I've worked hard for weeks without a break, and I need one before I have a breakdown.
What if you help your grandma during the day and then go to the concert at night?
Tough, 意思是坚韧的、难咬的。 譬如, the steak was so tough and overcooked that it was hard to chew. 这块牛排太硬且煮太久,很难咬得动。 Tough的动词是在字尾加en, toughen, 意思呢是使变强或是使变坚韧。来看个例句, the coach designed new drills to toughen the players both physically and mentally. 教练设计了新的训练项目以增强球员的身体和心理素质。它的副词是toughly, 是指强硬的或是严厉的。譬如, the restaurant owner managed her staff toughly but fairly, expecting effort and respect from everyone. 餐厅老板以严厉但是公平的作风管理员工, 要求每个人都努力工作并且互相尊重。
So remember, Aiden has a problem. Will he go and help clean out his grandma's house or have fun at the concert? Thankfully, he has a friend who will give some advice.
That's right. It seems like Sophia understands where he's coming from. She says, that's tough. Of course you want to help your grandma. We see this term, of course, friends, and this is used to show agreement or that something is obvious.
Yeah, here we're using that second meaning. Here's an example with this. Can you help me with my homework? The second person might say, of course.
And here in our article, we see that Sophia says, of course, because the answer here is obvious. Of course you want to help your grandma. Aiden says, I do, but I've worked hard for weeks without a break.
Okay, so we learned that he's not saying this because he's just lazy. He hasn't had a break. A break is, well, a short rest or a pause. It may be you're working a lot or working hard on school things. A break would be stopping those things to rest.
Let's use break in an example. Let's take a 10-minute break before starting the next lesson.
Okay, so he hasn't had a break for weeks. And Aiden says, I need one before I have a breakdown.
Here's an interesting word, friends, using that word break again, a breakdown. A breakdown is a sudden failure of a machine, system, or a person's emotions.
All right, let's try and use that word. You could say, Mike had a full breakdown after his failed speech. Sometimes if you don't get enough rest or you're just too stressed, eventually you'll have a breakdown.
There are different kinds of breakdowns people could have. They could have an emotional breakdown where they start to feel so emotional that they can't control their tears or other types of emotions. You could have a mental breakdown where you feel so stressed, you feel like you can't take it anymore. But also machines could break down as well.
Yeah, they stop working. I even thought of a person having a physical breakdown, like a marathon runner that doesn't get to the end until their body just stops working.
Yeah, there are all different types of breakdowns that can have. We're not quite sure what type of breakdown Aiden is talking about here. Probably a mental breakdown if he's working hard.
I would think so too. Okay, he does not want to have that breakdown. Sophia says, what if you help your grandma during the day and then go to the concert at night? That's what I was thinking earlier.
This is an obvious solution. If you want to do both things, then make time in your schedule for both of them. Maybe there's time to help grandma another time of the day.
But maybe even helping out grandma for that amount of time is too much for Aiden. He would still have that breakdown. We're not done with our conversation yet.
No, and I'm curious to see what he has to say to Sophia's suggestion here, friends. Let's see if Aiden is going to take Sophia's advice right after today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hey, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? I'm on the fence. Bob was on the fence about going to a costume party. He didn't want to dress up, but he did want free snacks. In the end, he showed up in a bathrobe and pajamas and called himself Tired Wizard. Bold move. Let's break it down. If someone is on the fence, it means they're undecided. They're stuck between two choices and not ready to pick a side. I'm on the fence about quitting my job. She's on the fence about pineapple on pizza. It's okay, take your time, it's a big decision. You can be on the fence about anything, from serious life choices to what to order for lunch. If you're hesitating, you're on the fence. A few related phrases are torn between, means feeling pulled in two directions. I'm torn between staying in and going out. Weighing your options. This means you're considering your choices carefully. I'm weighing my options before deciding. Playing it safe means to avoid a decision by not choosing at all. He played it safe and didn't vote either way. So next time you feel stuck, remember, being on the fence is fine. Just don't stay there forever. It's uncomfortable and splinters are real. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Should you always do the right thing?
I'd be too exhausted to enjoy it. And my grandma's schedule isn't flexible. She sold her house and everything has to be moved out by Saturday evening.
Well, Aiden, balance is the key. Helping when you can, but also taking care of your own needs.
I know, but I'll feel really guilty if I don't do the right thing. Still, I need to take care of myself, or I will have that breakdown.
最后来看 flexible 这个形容词，意思是有弹性的，可变通的。例如 Marnie has a flexible work schedule that lets her work from home twice a week. Marnie 的工作时间很有弹性，每周可以在家工作两天。Flexible 的名词是 flexibility， 是指弹性、灵活性。譬如 ，mental flexibility allows people to handle change without stress。心理上的弹性能使人面对变化时不会倍感压力。Flexible 的动词是 flex， 意思呢是弯曲或是使肌肉收缩。譬如 ，He flexed his arm to show off his muscular biceps。他弯曲手臂，炫耀自己结实的二头肌。我们今天的 Language Lab 就到这里喽。I'll be back with more words for you next month.
All right, friends, what do you think? If you have more than one thing that you need to do, are you able to find time to do all of them, or does it just not work out?Let's see what Aiden thinks about Sophia's advice.
Well, unfortunately, Aiden doesn't think that this is a good solution. He says, I'd be too exhausted to enjoy it. He thinks that if he does both of these things, he just won't enjoy the concert.
He wouldn't enjoy the concert. He wouldn't have fun. That feels a little bit different than getting a break to me, and avoiding that breakdown.
Kind of feels to me like Aiden might be making some excuses here, but let's read on and find out. My grandma's schedule isn't flexible. She sold her house and everything has to be moved out by Saturday evening. We already talked about cleaning out. Now, moving out is a little different.
Yes, when you move out of a place, you are leaving that place. You might be moving to a different apartment or a house,and moving all of your things out of that place, too.
Here's an example. After college, Andy moved out of his parents' house. He got all of his things and moved them to his new place.
Okay, so Grandma needs to move out by the evening, so if Aiden just goes during the day, there might not be enough time.
Sophia has something to say about this. She says, well, Aiden, balance is the key.Helping when you can, but also taking care of your own needs.
Okay, it is the key. This is a phrase you'll see quite often. It means that one thing is the most important part of success or doing well.
Here's an example. Practice is the key to becoming a great musician. And friends, of course, if you want to improve your English conversation,Practicing speaking is the key. You can't get better without actually talking.
You need to actually do it to get better. Well, here we see that balance is the key. Sophia thinks that what Aiden's saying makes sense, but I think she's also concerned for his well-being. She doesn't want him to have that breakdown.She thinks balance is important.
That's right. She says that he also needs to take care of his own needs. Aiden says, I know, but I'll feel really guilty if I don't do the right thing. Aha, here is something that keeps us from doing things all the time or keeps us from setting boundaries with other people. Guilt.
Guilt. And here we see this adjective, guilty. This is feeling bad because you feel like you did something wrong.
Here's an example of how we can use guilty in a sentence. Louisa felt guilty for forgetting her friend's birthday.
Okay, so Aiden really doesn't want to feel guilty, and he will feel that way if he doesn't do the right thing. Again, right is in quotation marks here.
That's right, and something else to consider here, friends, is that when we feel guilty,We are the one feeling that emotion. Sometimes the people around us don't even feel bad about our decision or about our boundary. So feeling guilty can sometimes be a little selfish.
Sure, and I think sometimes we feel guilty, because we think others will, think badly about what we did, and sometimes that guilt can come from within ourselves.
That's true as well. All right, let's keep reading here. Still, I need to take care of myself or I will have that breakdown. This is a really interesting conversation to me, Garrett, because as an outsider looking in, I see a lot of solutions here that Aiden is not choosing to take.
Sure, you could think of getting some other people to help out, so it's not so difficult to help grandma. Of course, maybe they don't have those resources or manpower, but I would say if Aiden really does a full emotional or mental breakdown, he won't be very helpful to grandma.
For sure. Aiden needs to think outside the box. He needs to find other solutions. For example, taking time off on Friday, finding someone to cover his shift if he's working, or maybe just taking personal leave so that he can help grandma on Friday and go to the concert on Saturday. Or he just needs to be a little more flexible, help grandma during the day, and maybe he won't feel too tired when he's at the concert.
Sure. Either way, it does feel like going to that concert isn't actually what's going to help him with that breakdown. I feel like he needs some other kind of rest.
For sure. What do you think about this, friends? Do you agree with what Aiden is saying? Do you agree with Sophia? This is a great thing for you to talk about in English. We'll be right back after today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 to 加形容词或副词加 to 加动词的句型，意思是太过什么以至于什么，表示某件事的程度过高，这个导致无法完成，所以这个句型具有否定的语气。 to 是副词，修饰形容词或副词，后面接 to 加原形动词，说明无法达成的结果。它也可以转换成 so 什么 that 什么的句型，但是 that 子句要用否定句，例如 He was too tired to finish his homework after the long day at work， 或是 He was so tired that he couldn't finish his homework after the long day at work。在忙碌工作了一整天之后，他太累了，没办法完成作业。
Friends, we have reached the end of our article, and you know what that means. Let's look at our talk about it question. Do you always put others before yourself? Why or why not?This is a deep talk about it question.
It's a deep talk about it question, and I don't think there's anyone on earth that can say yes to this.
Definitely not. I absolutely do not always put others before myself. Humans are selfish creatures. Usually we are looking out for our own interests before we are looking out for the happiness or well-being of others.
Right. I think sometimes it's just because we're selfish. Sometimes it's because we're looking for good balance.And unfortunately, sometimes it's just because we don't think things through enough. I think that's the problem that I might need to work on.
I think that finding other solutions, asking other people for advice, and just being flexible can go a long way.
All right, friends, what do you think? Talk about this in English and try and figure out what's the best way for you.
All right, friends, that is all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.